Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We're now outside the RT Radio Centre, surrounded by a bunch of people who are gleeful because they've just spotted the Gunge, so that's why they're so excited. So I've got Simon and Hazel. Tell us a bit about why we're here today, Simon.
We are here because you are due a well-deserved Gunging.
Yeah,
we're bringing Gunge back. Our show starts today at 5 p.m.
on. We're bringing Gunge back.
We're bringing it back. We're bringing it back. It's been a while since it's been on the screen, yeah. So
there's a reason for that.
Yeah, to kick things off, we're gonna see how you like it. I think. Yeah.
First Gunge victim for a long time.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, Ryan, I just thought, like, who better to Gunge than, you know...
Do you want me to come up with a list? I could think of many alternatives.
Well, the show starts today at 5, so we just thought, like, you mightn't get a chance to see it with your busy schedule, so why don't we bring the Gunge to you?
Yeah, because we're nice like that.
I think it's a terrible idea. I hope your program bombs and you don't get a second series.
Oh, well, we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see.
Okay, so how's this all going to work now? I have to step into what looks like... Do you want to describe this, Hazel? What is this? Like a dodgy shower unit?
This is kind of a shower unit, but, like, with a psychedelic feel.
Yes.
It's instead of getting a shower, you just sort of get a Gunge shower. It's a Gunge-tastic shower.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thanks for that.
Very futuristic in its design.
Yeah.
You can see it, yeah.
Simon, would you tell me what the nature of the Gunge is in terms of colour, makeup, filth, vomit, whatever it is?
Well, to be plain, it's quite a nice consistency of green, gloopy Gunge, kind of like something you'd see in a mad laboratory or on some kind of bad horror film. Yeah. And it smells just delightful.
Okay, well, that's great. So I've got to get in here and you're going to pour that stuff over me. Okay, so I suppose somebody better take this then. Simon, if you want to...
Yep.
You're on air now. You're commentating.
So he's stepping in now, getting nice and comfortable.
Orange is the new black.
And it's very, very cold, so he's going to be a miserable man afterwards. It's a little bit cold. We're going to get some goggles on him.
We'll get some health and safety goggles on him.
Yeah, because this stuff is toxic. If you get it in your eyes, you mightn't see ever again, so... Oh, and it's broken. Makeshift goggles. We'll probably have to do without. So, all very, very excited here. Everyone's waiting. All the cameras are facing him. This is a moment for the ages.
Guys over here, go back to.
And yes, everyone has come to the windows. They've been waiting for this moment for a long time.
Okay, everybody, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Gunge! Woo! It's going everywhere. It's so green. It's disgusting. I say it's freezing.
Oh my!
Ryan, is it cold?
Oh sweet Jesus!
How does it feel?
It's disgusting. Oh, and really inappropriate. It's all over my crotch. That was one of the... Whew, oh, sorry, I'm on air. Go back to work. Okay, so my mouth, my dignity has gone. My face is destroyed. I hate you. I hope your program is dead by the morning. I'm soaked to the skin. I have still...
How does it taste?
I still have no idea why I did this. I suppose I'm trying to support young people in Ireland making television programs. But as of this moment, I hate my job. Talk to you tomorrow, everyone. Bye-bye.